Thanks very much for joining us here at Irangi Wāti, o nō rauma, tōri te iarere. It is 26 and a half minutes to six. Thanks very much to the former Member of Parliament, Matt Robson, for talking to us about the militarisation of our space and airwaves. We are talking now about Maka and want to talk to our rangatira, Manu Paul. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Manu. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. So, Manu, had an opportunity to talk to Janet Mason last night about the Maka they've got hearings on at the moment in the Waitangi Tribunal. I just wanted to get an update from you around the case that you had, the claim you had put forward, which, you know, was very innovative, on behalf of everybody who wanted to make a claim under the Maka Act. It was thrown back, but you've appealed. Can you give us an update on that, please?
At the moment, we're awaiting the Court of Appeal sitting, but the people running the Maka operation from government have awarded me $365,000 to promulgate the claim. So, whilst the government is considering that their view is that I'm trying to circumvent the law, my view has been simply that the law is an ass at the moment, because it's designed to ensure that Māori fail. And any law that is designed like that is a bad law, and it should be challenged, and that's what's going to happen in the Court of Appeal.
But you see, when I was listening to Chris Finlayson during the week in his cross-examination, I got the idea that the writing of the Maka Act by him and his government of the time, the national government, was to circumvent the court itself, and very similar to what Labor had done under Helen Clark, preventing Māori from going to court to test their legal rights. I get a sense that that is exactly what the National Party had done with this Maka Act as well too.
Yes, but the Whakatohea case clearly demonstrates that this isn't the case, and the law must take its course. And so for me, all I'm saying is the government needs to obey the law.
Interesting, isn't it, that we've got two sets of governments that have done the same thing, that are trying to prevent tangata whenua from exercising their legal and just and legal rights and justice, seeking justice by taking action through the courts.
Yes, the reality is that there is no law that says we've given up our customary rights. That's the reality. And if there's no law that says that we've given up our customary rights, therefore we must still have our customary rights, and we wanted them tested in the court of law, because the government won't recognise them.
And so with your appeal, how long do you think it will take? When did you say, what was the date that you had identified?
That's in the hand of the justice system. I have no control over that, so I don't know when that will happen, but hopefully it will be before the end of the year. Because justice delayed is justice denied.
Mm. Mm.
That's the rule.
Mm.
And I don't want to have justice denied from me.
Mm. Mm. The original claim that you had put in was on behalf of everyone. I'm not sure if everyone is the right word, but it was of the ability for all others that did not have time or the resources to be able to set their claim. It was to allow access to the courts and through the system to allow them to have their case tested as well too. I mean, that was very innovative and a thought, very innovative of you to do that. I would also say that that would have really brassed the crown off.
Yes. You see, the process was designed in such a way that if you were asked to ask any Māori, if they looked at the public notices in the newspapers, because that's the only place it was advertised, and there was a cut-off period of April the 31st of 2019, I think, and if you didn't get it in, you lost your customary rights. Now, that is muru of your rights. That's confiscation of your rights by stealth. Because there's only silly Māoris like me that look at the public notices because I want to see what the government is up to. And they have to advertise what they're up to in the public notices. And I thought to myself, there would be very few Māoris in New Zealand would be looking at the public notices. Therefore, most hapu and whānau will miss out. And in order to protect them, which was my role as a member of the New Zealand Māori Council under Section 18 of the Māori Community Development Act, I was statutorily obliged to protect all Māori. And that's why I was doing it. I was protecting their right to exercise their customary rights. And now I've been made to look as I'm the big taniwha coming round the corner that's frightening the hell out of the government, because the law is on my side. And they don't know how to get out of it. And they won't be able to get out of it because the law is quite clear. Unless there is a law that says I have lost my customary rights, I still have them. That's the international law. And this government has to obey that. It can't circumvent that by developing and designing processes that obviate the need for them to recognise the customary rights of Māori to their marine and customary areas. The government can't do that. It can't go against international law, and that's what I'm banking on.
Well, we wish you all the very, very best. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon, E Te Rangatira. I have to say this, that when I watched Minister Finlayson in the box at the hearings, I felt very uncomfortable for him. That's all I have to say, really. I felt very uncomfortable for him.
Well, I didn't feel any of that. I thought that he was an arrogant idiot. That when people were cross-examining him, he was virtually giving them the finger. And I thought to myself, this is not becoming of an ex-Attorney General, a Minister of the Crown, who's now gone back to his original career of being a legal representative for some big operation. I thought it was very ungentlemanly, very rude and very arrogant.
Arrogant is the word. Arrogant little twit.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Wonderful always to kōrero with you, E Te Rangatira. Thank you so much.
And thank you for your words of encouragement about my accent's been innovative. I thought they were too.
Absolutely, they were. Thank you very much again. That is our rangatira, Manu Paul, joining us this afternoon. Of course they were innovative. He's a man.